Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of May 2018, and this is the 803rd Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just come in from outside where I have been using a soup ladle to scoop the water out of my panniers. I didn't realise until I'd come back from the shop and filled my panniers with my groceries. I didn't realise until I was unpacking them that actually my panniers were half full of water from the amazing storm that we had the night before. On Thursday night, we had a thunder and lightning storm that lasted for the whole night, and very, very strong winds, sort of 70-kilometre winds sometimes, and with gusts up to 100 kilometres, and this heavy rain. I think we had something like 120 millimetres of rain certainly less than 24 hours. So it was quite an adventure, and some places were without electricity for a day. The television tower was hit by lightning, so that all came down, and I think there was a snowstorm or blizzard up there, so nobody could go up and repair that. And I was really lucky. All I had, I think, was a leak in my skylight. But I've just come back from seeing a friend who lives next to a creek, and she had a terrifying night on Thursday night. She had water gushing from properties above her because there were blocked drains up there, so gushing towards her house from like waterfalls up from this steep hill, and with the creek itself breaking its banks, so she was surrounded by rising water, and it all happened in the middle of the night amongst this thunder and lightning, and she found herself having to get up and try break the gates so that they'd let the water through, and because there was so much debris that the gates had been blocked. So a really horrible night for her, and she was trying to do this with a dislocated shoulder, and she's very stoic and was doing it on her own. So a quite awful night for a lot of people. It was a very spectacular night. The lightning was right above us. A friend of mine who I went on a writing, a sort of roaming writer's cave this morning, said his deck had been struck by lightning, that they'd seen it being struck. So altogether, yesterday in particular, everything looked as if it was in quite a mess. There were floods in the city and the schools were closed. So quite a lot has happened since I last spoke to you. And I don't think we've had so little rain. We always think that, you know, if we're forecast to have more than 5 millimetres of rain, we think we're really in for a good rainfall, but this was something else. So that's been happening outside, and I think everybody's felt a bit sort of ragged from it, sort of ragged and stoic, that combination. And the shops were absolutely chock-a-block this afternoon when I went in. There were queues everywhere, and it was almost as if we had gone into a siege mentality, even though the storm is over. But I guess with all the outages in a couple of the suburbs, people had lost a lot of food, had probably perished. So in that happening. So a mad 2 days for a lot of people, and a lot of clearing up, a lot of silt everywhere. I've just got debris. I think most of my trees seem to be intact. I'm very, very fortunate because the weather was coming from the south, and I don't really face south. So I was quite protected. And so today I've had quite a good writing session. One of the cave people suggested a writing, meeting up to write on today, on a Saturday. And so we went and had a coffee first, and then we went to the State Library to write, and I hadn't been to the reference library since it's been a bit refurbished. Last time I went, or when I used to go, I felt that there was something about the atmosphere that was very deadening, so not at all conducive to study or writing. But it felt quite good today. They've got quite a few, what are they called? Carols? Those individual writing spaces. And so it was able to be quite... I felt quite protected by that. But they had awful chairs, new chairs, but totally non-ergonomic. And I do find that that's a tricky thing for me when I'm roving and writing. I really need to set things up so that they're okay for my arm. I don't have an ergonomic chair at home. I don't use an ergonomic chair at home. I've just got dining room chairs, but I have them at the right height to the table, and they're flat topped. They don't curve down towards the back. And so that works really well for me. So I'm thinking I might need to carry a cushion around me for me so that I can be a bit more adaptable. But apart from that, I ended up sort of sitting on my jumper and managing that way. I did get a bit sore, but not too bad. And I did manage to get 1,000 words written. So and I've been stuck, as you know, if you've been listening to this, I've been quite a little bit not being sure where I'm going again, but just making sure I did a few hours and not letting myself off the hook, nowhere to go to get a drink or anything like that, just having to be there. Oh, did the trick. I broke through a bit of a barrier, and I have some things to work with now, I hope, for a little while. And the other thing I did today, although I got a lift home from town, I walked into town and didn't take the bike. I did take the bike to this friend's house, the one who's been underwater, mainly because I wanted to do some shopping and didn't want to carry too much. I think that's been okay for my arm. I think it was a gentle, slow ride, and I made sure I didn't lift the bike at all. So I just need to be careful. Just need to be careful, and being able to write was good. And now I need to make sure I give myself a rest and lots of Epsom salts as a treat. I do hope that you've had a good couple of days. I hope they haven't been too dramatic, at least not in a destructive way, and that you've been able to spend some time with what or who or both of what is most important to you. I hope you have a great weekend as well. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.